It's an ambitious goal to reduce U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by half by 2030, a promise made last year by President Joe Biden.
This is a moral imperative, an economic imperative, a moment of peril, but also a moment of extraordinary possibilities. Time is short, but I believe we can do this.
Keeping that promise is now more difficult. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Thursday limited Biden's Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate carbon pollution emitted by power plants, a major contributor of greenhouse gas.
This ruling takes away one tool EPA has to address the rising temperatures that are caused by greenhouse gas emissions. The basis on which the court made the decision is so broad that you could apply the same logic to any number of other regulations that the EPA or other agencies might implement to try to address climate change.
And activists fear the conservative-leaning Supreme Court is now poised to block even more climate initiatives. The Biden administration is pursuing options, including new rules to limit methane in natural gas. But the EPA's power is limited. That's because the Supreme Court ruled it's the job of Congress to regulate.
For many years, we've argued that the EPA only has...
The Attorney General, who led the legal challenge before the court, believes previously the EPA had overstepped its authority.
Regardless of where you are on the issue of climate change, it's important to play by the rules. Don't try to use the agency process to short-circuit Congress's role under the Constitution.
But with just a narrow majority in the Senate and with congressional elections in November, there is no guarantee that Biden's Democratic Party will have the seats, much less the votes, to push forward his climate agenda for the remainder of his term, making future efforts to fight climate change much less certain. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, Washington.